Hey, this is Candace with Candy Plans on Instagram.
And this is MJ with MJ Planner on Instagram.
And we are the Planner Pocket Podcast.
Woo woo.
Hey. So, you want to open up an Etsy shop or Shopify or some other platform sticker shop for the planner community. Here's some brief tips on how to get started. And also some do's
and do nots. Don'ts. Look, you heard our list. Have our list waving.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. This was actually a question in our inbox. Someone wanted us to do a show on,
basically starting up a shop. Whatever that may be, whether that's stickers
or becoming a shop owner, vaguely.
Yes, yeah.
Marquita is a sticker shop owner currently. Mm-hmm. You know, I've done it in the past. It's not really my thing. I enjoyed it, but it's just not my thing.
Yeah.
So, I would say, initially, you need to figure out your why.
The why.
Yeah.
Know the why, because the why will keep you going if you get a, nasty message.
You're going to get them.
Yes. If you get one and you're like, oh, it's not even worth it. Like, I'm out. Don't even start. I mean, not to say that you shouldn't experience life and you shouldn't experience new things, but, like, know why you're doing it. And if your why is just kind of like, because I feel like it, then it can be that, but just know that it might not last.
Yeah. That's true.
So I was writing for a blog. It was like not necessarily a blog. It was actually like a website, journal, column, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was writing for it, and I was just kind of writing a list of different hypoallergenic dogs, and then just kind of cutesy lists. And somebody just like went in on me, like, this is not a hypoallergenic dog. How dare you speak of that? Like, they were just talking about me like crazy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I cannot deal with this. Not to say that I'm just a quitter or anything, because I stuck with it for a long time and I was kind of over it. But I'm just like, these kinds of messages, I do not want to deal with this on a regular basis.
Yeah, and we didn't need it.
It wasn't like we just could ignore the messages. Like, we, in our team, we had to, like, read our comments so we can get feedback. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I don't need this kind of negativity when I'm just writing about, like, little frilly stuff. Like, it is something that nobody even cares about. It's not like, oh, I'm writing about hypoallergenic dogs for, like, a hospital or something like that. Like, it's just
like you're a medical journal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yes, just know the why and know what you're getting into.
Right. And I would honestly say, like, write it down or print it out or make it look like something. So maybe it's on your computer, on the edging or somewhere where you can see it. So when you do have those things, it's not something you have to flip pages to get to. But, yeah, know your why.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the next thing, do some research, And when I say research, I'm not saying to go slide into a shop owner's DMs or ask in a Facebook group or whatever. Like, there's so much information out there that you can find. And I feel like it's kind of disrespectful to go to a shop owner and say, hey, what kind of sticker paper you're using, or hey, what kind of printer do you use?
That's a do not.
Like, I don't think you should do that.
Do not do.
I feel like a lot of people in the planner community have spent countless hours, dollars, you don't know what they went through to get to where they are. And for someone to just slide up in there and be like, hey, what kind of printer you use? Because I want to open up a sticker shop.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And I feel like there are different mindsets about that. Because, and I kind of teeter on different ones sometimes, depending on the day. So, there's this scarcity mindset, and then there's the abundance mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And so people with the scarcity mindset is like, no, I'm going to hoard all the information that I have.
Yeah, no.
And I don't want to share anything.
No.
And then there's the opposite, where it's like, ooh, I'm going to share all the things because there's enough for all of us.
Yeah.
And I think there's room for both in, depending on, the spectrum. Like, there's a spectrum of things. So if you feel like you have a close relationship with this shop owner and you're like, hey, you know, just come respectfully, but don't randomly message somebody because it is disrespectful. Like, you know, hey, I see that you have a successful shop. I see that you're doing good. Like, you don't go into a restaurant and say, let me stand over your shoulder while you make your food so I can know how to make it at home. Like, you can know the ingredients if you want to, if they want to tell you. Well, they have to tell you in the restaurant. They have to tell you,
But still, but, like, the recipes, I mean.
Exactly. No. You don't get those exact measurements. It's just.
They pay people. Exactly. And lots of research, like Starbucks. I mean, they pay people, and there's people that are tasting and doing and investing to make sure there's a really good latte mocha, chocolate. Mocha choca. That, you know, so I just think respect the person. Mm-hmm. There is, like, so many different resources out there. There's YouTube. I would suggest going to YouTube.
Yes.
There's also Facebook. There's, like, tons of Facebook groups, but you have to find your flavor. There's some that are, you know, uncensored and crazy. And if you like that, then by all means, join. And then there's others that are more, you know,
they have
just
rules
regular. They have rules, and it's just a little different. But they have groups out there. Then there's, like, Silhouette School blog, and I think there's a Facebook group and stuff, but there's all these different resources out there, and I think that that's part of your research. That's what I mean when I say do your research.
Yeah, like, and if you want to ask people, like, how long did it take you to get to where you are? Those are questions that are, you know, acceptable and readily, like, I haven't heard of a shop owner being upset about somebody asking, like, where, how long did it take you to get here?
Yeah, or general,
what did you have to go through?
Questions,
but, like,
yeah,
don't ask the specifics
trade
of what,
secrets and things like that. I don't want to say trade secrets, but, like, how much money have you invested in trying to find sticker paper?
Bruh, like, I promise
I think
you,
I still have, like, 3 or 4 different types of sticker
papers
at home.
I have a whole pack of sticker paper that I'm hoarding because it costed, like, $100 just for the pack. And I'm just like, I don't want to use this.
Right. This
unless
is for
somebody's
special.
Paying $10 a sheet, then.
Yeah. Yeah. Printers. You
yes.
Know,
don't
that's
ask.
Another thing. I mean, that's an investment. So, and I know a couple people, like, I think I have 3 printers at home.
Yep. I have,
you know,
4 or 5.
So, I mean, you know, it's not just, or like the machines, you know, some people use a Cricut, some people use Silhouette Portrait, some people use Silhouette Cameo, it's kind of whatever your flavor is.
Mm-hmm.
And you figure that out. But again, there's so many resources, like on YouTube, and you can take notes, you can watch the video multiple times. But I just think it's kind of distasteful to get in someone's inbox or email and ask them, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and at the, like, toward the end of the podcast, then we'll give you guys some, like, some details that you can kind of start with if you want to open up a sticker shop. I don't do washi or anything like that, but, like, if you want to do stickers, then we can tell you some things. But, like, I think it's just not okay to go to a specific shop owner and ask them, like, those kinds of questions.
No, especially if you don't have a personal relationship with that person. I was fortunate enough to have friends, Marquita being one, and other people where, you know, we would talk and kind of share different things, but, you know, or share, like, hey, I just tried this paper and it's really awesome. Or, you know, when people started going to Shopify, everybody was kind of talking together to kind of figure out this thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's shops that have been on Shopify for years already. You know, they went over there. But, you know, do your research. And I feel like when you're doing your research, you're already setting yourself up for the amount of hours and time that you're going to dedicate to your shop.
Yeah.
Because that's another thing. You know, how many hours are you, do you have, you know, to dedicate to your shop and dedicate to designing, you know, dedicating to printing and cutting, dedicating and making sure your stuff is being shipped. Like, there's a lot of stuff. It's not just, oh, let me print some stickers and send it out, you know? So,
and even if you were to know all of the details, like, that doesn't, you know,
oh,
say
it's not
that
gonna be perfect.
Your stickers or your products are just going to be, like, perfect, because it is, a lot of it has to do with the research that you've done. It's not just about slapping something on a perfect sticker sheet or slapping or cutting.
Measuring.
Yeah, like, you know, the spacing is a big deal. Like, we talked about how there's planner, there's like planner piece in the little things, you know, and there's also like good products in the little things. Mm-hmm. Like, the simplistic design of the iPhone, like, everybody loves it because, you know, it's so simple, but it's really not. Like, they spent a whole lot of time trying to figure out what looks good and the distance between
the aesthetics of it all.
Yes, like the aesthetics.
Like when you walk into an Apple store, it's just so satisfying, right?
Oh, man.
My gosh. I just,
and that's the kind of research that we're talking about. Like, and it is for your own good. Like, I think it was for my own good. Like, as I was studying and things, like, it's important for me to take that time, or else I'm gonna have this end result. And yet, it's not going to be satisfying because it's not going to look as good, or it's not going to feel as right because I didn't do my thorough research to know this is exactly what I want it to be versus this is something that somebody fed me.
Right.
You know?
Or, like, paying attention to what people are liking in the community, you know? There's enough out there for everybody, and there's, like, new shops popping up all the time, so don't ever let anyone tell you, like, oh, there's too many Etsy shops,
or,
oh, you're not going to get any sales, or don't even talk yourself that way,
right?
You know, but, you know, make sure that, you know, your products are something that people want, or something that people are looking for, or something that people are using, you know? Mm-hmm. Instagram is a great place to go and get inspiration, not copy.
Oh.
But get inspiration and kind of see what people are liking, or, you know, maybe looking at what type of planners most people have. That could be a good start. You know, things like that. But don't copy.
That is the next one. Do not copy. Do not steal. Like, copying is stealing, and it is wrong.
Yeah. Artists put things out there. And yes, unfortunately, like, when it's on the internet, it might not be watermarked, or it might not be tagged, or something like that, but that does not mean that you just have the free will to just go there and take it and start selling it for your shop and to make profit off of it without someone's permission.
Yes, and I want to point something out, because sometimes people can copy unknowingly. Like, okay, so for instance, somebody, like, sent me a message and said, oh my gosh, you should put all of these details, this in your shop, and you should have it with this and this and this and this. And they were super detailed. And I was like, ooh, that sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. And when I did my research, I'm like, bruh, this is the exact same thing that somebody else has in their shop. That is not okay.
Yeah.
Like, I would be looking crazy if I just came out with this thing, because
you'll probably get blasted.
Exactly. And unknowingly, like, you would think, oh, I just made this up, or, oh, my, you know, customer just, you know, said that. And sometimes we all have, you know, not all of us, but a lot of us have similar tastes. So sometimes we can think of similar things, but you know when you copy, and everybody else knows when you copy.
Exactly.
So just don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, don't do it. And don't copy from Pinterest either.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Pinterest and getting stuff off the internet and whatever, just don't do it. And if you do find something on the internet, you know, research that artist. You know, try to find out who the artist is and contact the artist personally and ask them.
If,
like,
it's okay to use,
hey, is it
stuff
okay to use your things? Do you have a plan for this? And if they say no, then you find someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You don't badmouth them. I mean, I've seen that happen. One time a girl, this was some years ago, she was asking to use someone's product and they said no. You know, she's like, no, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And she really doesn't have to give you a reason. She created it. It's
exactly
hers. She doesn't have to give you a reason. If she said no, that means no, and you go find something else.
Right.
But the person ended up, like, bad-mouthing the artist in a group, and I was like, well, that's distasteful. I won't shop at your shop.
Right. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's like no boundaries.
Yes. And so with that, like, going with that, you know, sometimes if you have a shop, or if you're starting a shop that's not your own art and you use clip art and get it from Etsy,
License.
Buy the basic or extended license. Like, don't just surpass that. Like, as much as you want to, like, as much as you want to be like, Man, will they really check? Like, no, just have integrity and buy the license.
Let me tell you, there's some keyboard warriors out there.
Bruh.
You might not get caught right now, but they're going to catch you. And the last thing you want to do is be a shop that's up and coming and get blasted in one of the Facebook groups.
Exactly.
Them posts have like thousands. I'm like, how do these people have time to... How did they even find this out? Like, what are you doing?
Yes.
But they will.
And it's stealing. Like, just imagine you make some, like, okay, so I draw, you know, this character called Coco. And Ooh. It's a coconut with a little blue dress on. And I have never seen a coconut with a blue dress on. Like,
and with a straw.
With a straw coming out of her head and a bow.
And like, a bow.
Some people have said it's creepy, but whatever.
No, Coco. They better quit hating.
So, Coco, you know, whatever. But if I see Coco in somebody's planner and they have, it's not what I created, and they, like, made a, like, they had a sticker sheet or something, and they blew it up and, like, posted it in their planner, I would have a problem with that. Like, that is my drawing that I spent hours on, and you are using it in a way that I didn't okay. And right. I think that's wrong.
It is wrong.
So, like, if you want to buy an extended license, you can reach out to me, and I will charge you if I want to, if I am okay with you using it like that. Right. But, you know, a lot of shops aren't okay with that because, or a lot of artists aren't okay with that because they spend time, you know, making that art. So, do not steal.
Do not steal.
Gosh. Okay, so what's the next one?
The next one, like copying, blatantly copying.
Oh, yes.
Which
is stealing.
Yeah.
But, like, for real, we've seen that. We've seen, like, it's like you can put two pictures up right next to each other. And, like, you can see it's the exact same picture.
Yeah, and it's terrible. I just think it's awful. And I personally just don't shop from shops like that. I'm not going to. Well, I did mention someone a couple years ago, like, why are you doing that? And it wasn't, like, to blast them, because I'm not the blasting type, but it's, like, I am an advocate for what's right and what's wrong. And I just happened to see something. I was like, wait a second. If I had to take a double take to see who this was, then that's an issue. And you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
But everybody doesn't have the same sort of... I guess
moral compass.
Yeah. And we're all different, so you know, just do you. But I'm just saying, you know, you probably aren't reaching your full potential or what you could possibly be doing, because you know, customers are seeing that. It's like side eye,
right? And just think of it this way, like, if you want to have a successful shop, you know, as a new shop owner, and you want to grow, you will always, always, always be several steps behind the person that you're copying.
Oh, always.
Like, you will never be, you know, not to say that it's a competition or you're trying to get ahead of them, but it's like, when somebody looks and they want to buy a good product and they see, you know, that, oh, there's this product or this person's product and they have, you know, billions of reviews and they have so many followers, I'm going to buy from this shop because it's trustworthy, you know?
It's reputable.
Exactly.
But so, yeah, don't just, you know, don't copy.
Yeah,
it's
so...
not cool. Don't steal.
So, going back to researching the platforms, okay, let's talk a little bit about, you know, Etsy versus Shopify, because I don't necessarily know about, like, I don't know, the other platforms that
much.
I
don't even know any other platforms. I just know Etsy and Shopify for the shops.
I know people make
with
their own, like, WordPress ones.
Yeah.
But, you know, so just for the sake of what we can speak on, Etsy and Shopify. So... the differences. So there's Etsy. That their fees are out of this world.
Yeah, Etsy fees make you want to cry.
It does, like, literally, like, you get so much money and then you're like, wait, that's not mine.
Like, dang, I made it. But then Etsy sends you a bill.
Yep.
It's
nope,
like, $175 belongs to me.
Yes. And so and so Etsy, that's a con. But a lot of people love Etsy because of the marketing that you don't have to do.
True.
Like, you can easily get found on Etsy because if somebody searches, you know, icon stickers, mm-hmm. and you have icon stickers, you will come up in the search engine. You know, if right. you have a good SEO, if you have a good, well, that's search engine optimization, like where you use certain keywords. Mm-hmm. If you have good SEO and, you know, or you're paying for like
sponsorships
yeah. or whatever, like Etsy has a little program that mm-hmm. you can promote certain products. If you have that, then you know you'll easily show up in right. you know first you know the first page work. You don't have to have a PR team, you don't have to pay for those kinds of things.
No.
You know, so Etsy is a really good and the fees aren't that bad if you're just starting out on Etsy.
That's
like
true.
Etsy is good for people that's just starting out, and you know, 20 cents a product, if you know that you're only gonna have like maybe 20 products or 15 products or something like that,
mm-hmm.
then you can pay that 20 cents and then easily, you know, sell whatever you need to sell.
Right.
And I think that's a good starting point for a lot of people.
I think it is too. And a lot of the bigger shops, I mean, think of Foxy Fix. Wow. When I first got into the planner community, Foxy Fix was on Etsy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think I bought my last TN from, a couple of TNs that I have, like, were when they were about to close on Etsy, and I was worried that I ordered and then they were moving to the platform. I was like, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, their shop is doing so much volume and so many different options and mm-hmm. all these different things. Like, it's been awesome to watch the evolution of their shop.
Yeah. Same for Simply Gilded.
Simply Gilded,
she first came out with her, like, cloud washi mm-hmm. and she was on Etsy and maybe only had, like, 4 or 5 washi tapes in the
right,
shop
right.
and now like there are I feel like thousands.
I just want to have them all.
Yes.
I don't even use washi, but I just want to look at it in the clear boxes.
Yes. So I mean, you can like it, and you don't have to like start where you can see yourself ending. Like you mm-hmm. can start small on Etsy paying the 20 cents and then the like transaction fee,
whatever. The fees. Yeah. And then like Capital Chic Designs, she used to be Pink Bow Ties. I mean, she started out on Etsy, too.
Mm-hmm.
She is now, has her own platform where she's selling, what is it? She's on Shopify.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hers is Shopify, too. And I feel like once you've, it's kind of like paying dues. You know, you have to start somewhere. And you don't want to just kind of jump out there with both feet, like, let's do this.
Right, but you can.
You
Some
can.
People do.
I feel like it's more work for you.
It
so
is.
You kind of have to deal with
what you
know,
wanna.
What you, yeah, it depends on the person. But you totally can. And then, like, I'd like, as a consumer, I love getting rewards when I shop with
mm-hmm.
my favorite shops.
Yes.
That's
Wait,
so awesome.
Before we get there, let's talk about the Etsy checkout. Like, that is a pro to Etsy because people love having their Etsy accounts and they want to be able to track it, especially with digitals. Like for me, though I like other shops, I'm like, I know like if I buy a bunch of digitals, they're going to be in my Etsy purchases. So
yeah.
I could just go in Etsy and figure out, okay, this is where, you know, I have to download this.
No matter
and
what.
So that's what makes it easy for a lot of customers. And a lot of customers are more willing to try new shops when you start on Etsy because Etsy,
it's all right there. They have protections and things like that.
Whereas Shopify, you really don't know if you're going to get your stuff with this website. I mean, they might not be legit. There are several websites that are not legit. Or they are legit and there's no accountability.
There's no accountability, but that's why you shop with PayPal.
Yes. But if they don't have PayPal,
if they don't have the plugin.
Yeah, if they don't have a PayPal plugin, like there's no accountability. So sometimes consumers, like, you know, buyers, they don't want to shop with new shops because they're like, I don't know this person. Mm-hmm. I don't know this shop owner. I'm not going to give them my credit card information.
Yeah.
No reviews.
I don't shop with new shops. I personally do not do it because there's just so many stories. in the planner community of different things happening. So mm-hmm. the people that I shop with on Shopify or outside of Etsy, mm-hmm. those are shops that I've been shopping with for years.
Or, I mean, I just tried somebody and they are on a different, they're on Shopify, but it was because they already had like this huge following. Like people are getting their orders, like that.
Right.
So it's not, and I don't start off with a big purchase. Like I'm not going to buy like $75 worth of product with a new plate, like a new place that I have no idea about.
No.
It's just not going to happen. So Etsy, especially for new shop owners, can be really good to work up your credibility.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pro.
Yeah, and you don't have to do a lot of the footwork on your own. You don't have to do a lot of it on your own. So if you're just starting out and you're trying to figure out like what paper to use, excuse me, which printer, what machine you're going to use or things like that, depending on, your deadlines and your personal goals, you have to decide where you want to go, Shopify versus Etsy.
Yeah. Let's talk about Shopify. So the cons to Shopify is that they have I think it's $29 or $20-something monthly fee.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they have transaction fees as well. But a pro to that is that they don't have a listing fee. So you can list however many products mm-hmm. you want. And so if you are a new shop owner and you already have like 200 products that you are going to be pumping out, mm-hmm. It might not be beneficial to pay 20 cents per listing on Etsy, whereas you can just pay for that, $20 mm-hmm. a month fee. Because when you pay that on Etsy, it's not just like you hold that spot, you have 10 product, let's say you have 10 sticker sheets mm-hmm. of the same one. So the blue sheet, let's just call it. And you have 10 of those. So as soon as somebody buys it, you get hit with the transaction fee, you get hit with the listing fee, and you get hit with the shipping fee once you ship it, if it's, like, not digital. But, like, they do the listing fee every single time somebody buys it because they relist it, even though you say that I have 10 in stock.
Mm-hmm.
But on Shopify, they don't do that. Like, you can have 100 and they won't recharge you per listing. They'll charge mm-hmm. you per transaction, depending on your credit card and stuff.
Right.
So that's a pro to Shopify.
Yeah. I feel like you have more control over your design. Like some of the shops that I shop at, you can go to different ones and you can customize it mm-hmm. kind of how you want. Some people go like all the way out and some people just kind of keep it simple and just do the basics. But it's really nice for your customers to kind of go and see how you've customized it with your logo, like with branding, your color schemes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's like a total brand. So I like looking at some of those. I might not buy from the shops, but I do admire, the work that they've put into creating their
mm-hmm.
websites and stuff. And, it looks nice. Or if I'm scrolling through Instagram looking for something, I click on it and their Shopify site, I'm like, oh, this is nice. Mm-hmm. Like, this is cool. I do also like on my phone, I got this from MJ, like my favorite planner shops. I have a little, folder. And so all my Shopify shops that I shop from are in there. And then some of them have like their own icon. I love that.
Yeah.
So, when MJ and Hope is having a sale on Instagram, I know I can go right to my favorite shops, punch the little icon, and boom, I'm in that shop. Or, when they have like the group sales.
Oh, yes.
And you're like, okay, so these shops, I'm shopping with these shops.
Yep.
And so some of those shops have icons, so it's really easy to go right to your thing, you hit the button, and go. I love that about Shopify.
Right.
Yes, so all the places that I shop with are kind of like right there.
Yeah, and to be fair, though, like, you can do that if you haven't, well, I don't know if an Android has this capability because it's an Android. But no offense.
I don't know anything about Android.
But, so if you go on a website, you can save a bookmark to any website, really. So if you did want to, like, if you did have an Etsy shop that you really loved, it's just gonna look like, you know, a web page from your bookmark, which doesn't look that cute. So Shopify just has more customizable, you know,
I like that.
Bookmarks and stuff.
I still shop on Etsy. There's quite a few shops that I shop with on Etsy, but those are just some of the things that I like about Shopify.
Yes.
And just seeing, like, your shop owner just really being creative with their websites and stuff, and you know, I like that.
So with Shopify, I feel like I like how well you can organize everything. Like, you can, like, filter certain things and organize your products in a way that makes sense to you. Whereas Etsy, you know, like, you can only filter it depending on their own, you know, their own little filters that they have. Yeah. And also with discount codes, like, I have discount codes. And in Shopify, like, there are so many different apps that come that you can download with Shopify. Like, you can create, or there's this app that does, like, mass discount codes. So if you have, like, you know, 300, it's like a generator. If you have, you know, let's say 150 people that's subscribed to your newsletter or something, and you want to give them all a discount code, but you don't want each person to be able to use that discount code multiple times, you can click the generator and it'll generate, you know, 150 discount codes and email it to those different people.
I think that is so awesome.
I know, right? So, I mean, there, and then you, like you said, the rewards, like, you can have rewards on Shopify. And so people like that. Whereas in Etsy, like, you have, like, sometimes Etsy shops make, like, little reward samplers. So if you collect this amount, then you can get a free whatever. But then on Shopify, it keeps track of it on the site.
And it's like credit towards the store. I love it.
Right. Me too. And so just on that matter, Shopify or Etsy, I think it depends on what you need. Like, I think with Shopify, you can't do, I mean, it's not that much marketing. Like, you have to market yourself.
Yeah, you can't
just be like, rely on the search engine, because Google comes up with a whole bunch of different stuff. And so Etsy is more, you know, it's just a lot easier to find your shop in Etsy. So if you're a new shop owner, my recommendation would be, if you don't have a whole lot of products that you are going to come out with, and you're just starting out and you're just trying to figure things out, and I think working with Etsy would be better, because you don't have to figure out your shop on top of figuring out a whole different platform. Right. Etsy is easy. But then once you start noticing those fees and you start to, like, you know, get more revenue, I would encourage you to, like, maybe move on to a different platform if that's what works for you. I know that a lot of people who have a lot of listings, a lot of low-costing listings, would be better on Shopify, because Etsy's going to take 20 cents no matter how much your listing costs. So if you have a sale and you have a sticker sheet that's 95 cents or a dollar or something like that, it doesn't matter. They're taking 20 cents.
Yeah.
On top of the transaction fee, on top of all of that, you know. And so with Shopify, you can have 300 products and they're not going to take 20 cents off of every product. So, you know, yeah, I just suggest Etsy to start out if you don't have that many products, and then as you grow, then maybe move to Shopify.
I agree with that. And a lot of the shops that I shop with, they were on Etsy for several years before they jumped over to
Shopify.
It's almost like you're building up a following.
Yeah.
And building up a rapport with your customers. And so you're building this rapport with your loyal customers. And so whichever platform you're on, they're going to follow you.
Yes. So speaking of building rapport, so when you're starting a new shop, it is important to, like, realize that you are now a shop owner. And so what you say, you know, just take responsibility for what you say. You can say whatever the heck you want to say, but just know that somebody's going to look at you through the shop owner eyes, like, or through the eyes of a customer, they're going to say, hey, this person said this, and do I want to shop with this person? Maybe they were authentic, and I love that, and so I want to shop with them. Or maybe they were, you know, nasty, and I'm not going to shop, or I'm not going to give my money to that kind of person, you
or
know?
People, sometimes they, because your views don't align with theirs, they're not going to shop with you. And that's their prerogative. Yes. That's not a negative thing, but...
Just know
that that is something that people are going to look at. Also, just making sure you're putting out a quality product. Like, don't just be putting something out there just to be putting it out there. You know, think about what you would want.
When somebody has check boxes, that doesn't mean you have to have check boxes. Like, just because everybody's like, oh, I have heart checklist or heart, you know, this or that. You don't have to have that, so that's not a necessity, so you don't have to, like, throw it out there just to have it.
Heidi just cannot, she despises heart checklists. She used to crack me up talking about heart checklists.
Man, I think a lot of people don't like those.
Do you know how many other shapes are, you know, out here that you could use? Why do we have to use, you know, she was funny, but nothing against anybody. It was just something funny
You know, it's funny because I feel like a lot of people, because I was listening to a different podcast, The Uncurated Life with Cindy, and somebody on there, she was the one who does planner chatter. She was saying she doesn't like the heart, heart checklist.
Yeah, the heart checklist. It just seemed... Yeah, I still use them. Well, I don't even use my weeklies anymore, so I kind of just lied. I quit using that, April we just saw? We just flipped through, and I haven't used my weekly since April, but I don't really care about the checklist. I'm more of a monthly planner.
Yeah.
And then I like dots.
And honestly, like, whatever your style is, you can draw those kinds of planner people to your shop. Like, you don't have to switch up your style or make things that will fit other people. Because, I mean, but sometimes it's good to ask, like, hey, what do you guys want to see in the shop? But you don't have to always make it. And you don't have to always make it the way somebody else wants you to.
Right, that's true. That is so true.
Because you have to do something
what is happy, what makes you happy, too. Because you're going to continue to do it.
Listen.
And so if you're trying to fit in, it's not going to work.
So I made these sticker sheets that I hated. And I hated them because I was like, these aren't cute, but people like them. And
which ones?
I won't tell. They're not in the shop anymore. Okay. Actually, to be really honest, I don't remember because I probably blotted it out of my memory.
Yeah.
It was just bad. Like, and it just wasn't one. Like, there were several sticker sheets that I just did not like. And so, actually, it was the ones that was, like, way back in the day. And they had, like, the full kit. It had, like, the boxes and the checklists and all that stuff. And they had all these different colors. And there were, like, six kits or whatever. And
do I have some of those? Are they, like, glitter?
Yes,
and
there's,
like, a pink, blue, and purple?
Yes.
I still have some
and
of those.
And so, while they were, you know, okay, like, they looked okay. Everybody loved them. So many people bought them, like...
It was kind of when kits first started coming about.
Yes. And so many people loved them. But I hated them. I hated cutting them. They took forever. And so, every single time somebody would order it, I'd be like, ugh! Like, I don't want to cut this. And so it would take me forever. Like, I would not be that person that would take, like, weeks and weeks and weeks to send a package. Yeah. But it would take me longer than it took me to cut the stickers that I liked, you know? Because I didn't want to look at those.
Right. So that's the thing. You know, make sure you're doing what you like, what you enjoy as well, too.
Exactly.
Because if not, it's going to feel dreadful and you're more apt to not... continue with your shop or not be successful in what you're doing, because it's going to feel like a job rather than something you enjoy doing.
And even if it is your job, like, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be, like, terrible. Like, you don't have to hate it, you know? Yeah. And so, speaking of that, like, the making it something that you like, packaging.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm a big packaging sucker, like,
man.
Yeah, I'm really, I like pretty packaging. Like, I want your mail to make me happy. Like, not make me happy, but I want to smile and be like, ooh, my package.
Yes.
You know? Like, I love that. There's like when Pinjim sends you stuff mm-hmm. and they're special, I'm like, I have to have them. So whenever they send you like the, you know, what do you call them? You know, the, yeah, you're not a Pinjim person. Okay, so when you get like the special editions or whatever, they come in a nice pretty box and they come with a notepad and then it's always the black packaging now. Mm-hmm. And so that's another company, like, you know, for years I've been ordering from them and I've been loving mm-hmm. the evolution of their shop. Like mm-hmm. they've added to it, you know, they add the little notebooks now with that awesome paper in it.
Yes.
And then the packaging, like when you see it, your eyes are lit up, like yes. happy.
And yeah, and I think that's super important. Like, and sometimes it's difficult, like, especially if you're a person who is conscious of the environment and you don't want to add more paper. Like, we all love paper, but you know, sometimes you want to make sure that your conscience words are not working. So you just want to make sure you're looking out for that. And you know, I mean, I'm not necessarily that person, but some people do that.
Yeah,
and so
that's true.
You know, you don't have to add 50 million freebies if you don't want to.
No,
you don't have to add. But, like, just make sure that your product or your packaging looks good. It's something that you want to receive in the mail. Don't wrap it up in duct tape and, like, put it in.
I got a cereal box, oatmeal box one time.
Man. So
I just had no comment.
You know, and while sometimes, like, you know, sometimes it can add to the sturdiness. Okay, so let me just be transparent here, like, in my international, like, not that transparent, don't make that face. You're like, uh-oh, what's happening?
No, I'm like, no, you ain't
never seen a cereal box. No, okay, so it is very transparent. When I send international shipping, I don't charge an arm and a leg for it. And because I don't charge an arm and a leg, I put it in an envelope. Mm-hmm. And I don't put it in one of those rigid mailers because it's going to cost like $15 extra to send it.
So just like
regular... Yeah, so I put it in a regular envelope and I fold a piece of cardstock and put the stickers in the cardstock so they don't bend.
That's cool.
And
I got construction paper one time. I thought that was really odd and it was stapled and just
weird. You know, sometimes people don't get, like, they're like, why the heck do I have an extra piece of cardstock in here? And you know why if you didn't have that and your stickers were crunched up, you know?
Right.
So if you're curious or if you're a customer and you're curious, you know, just ask the shop owner. But don't be afraid to make sure that
just make it look neat.
Yes.
Make it look like you care.
Yes, just care. Just care.
I think that's it. Just care.
And, okay, this is a big one, too. If they're your friends and they buy something from your shop.
Oh, don't think that you can just give them anything.
Don't do it. Because, like, Candace just bought something from my shop. And I was particular, because we just had a meetup. And I was particular, and I was like, okay, let me put this in a plastic baggie because I know how she is. I can't just hand them to her because...
I paid.
Yes, you paid. So you can't just get, you know, all the, like, stickers just in your hand. Like, you have to have the plastic baggie and maybe a little image, you know, just...
Yeah, I mean, you know, just treat your... If your friends are paying...
Yes.
And they ordered from you, just be sure that their stuff looks like how everybody else's does. Don't just think, oh, it's my friend, they're not gonna care.
Yes, even more, like, because
I'm not gonna order anymore.
Those are the people that's gonna really advocate for your shop. And so when they get their mail and they show it off, you don't want them
your
to like
support you.
Exactly, you don't want them to open up, you know, what'd you say, an oatmeal box and be like, here's my sticker haul for my best friend,
What if I was doing that live? What if I just decided, finally, I'm just going to open this up live on the thing and then there's an oatmeal box cut up in my mail?
You know?
I mean, you know, it's to each his own, but I don't order. I don't have to order anymore because I don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, and as much as like...
And that's my choice. As much as I want to support the person or I like their personality or whatever it may be, I'm telling you, if I spend my money, I just expect to be treated like a consumer.
Exactly. And so when you open up your shop, treat your friends like your customers because they are your customers. They paid the money.
Yeah.
So don't be lax on those.
Yeah.
And, you know, there have been several times, so, like, there have been several times where it's just tempting to just be like, man, you know, I just slaved over these stickers and they, you know, there's like, they're missing a cut or they're cutting the image off, but it's not that bad. And I just, it just took me 20 minutes to do this, so I just want to send it. Like, they're not going to mind. No,
just tell me it's going to be delayed. I would prefer you just tell me it's going to be delayed than to send me some crap.
Yes.
Especially if I know your quality is not that way.
Yes. And if you happen to get, like, because sometimes, you know, you, as a shop owner, as a new shop owner, too, sometimes it's easy to overlook stuff. So, yeah. Like, just be open to feedback. So, when your customers say...
I brought it to your attention before, one of the sticker sheets or whatever. But, I mean, you give me a lot, too. But still, yeah. Just in case it was somebody else, you know, yeah. And this was a package that did come through the mail. Mm-hmm. It was years ago, but I was like, hey, this one was cut weird or whatever. You're yeah. Like, oh, dang, I wonder if anybody else got something like that.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember what sheet it was.
I know. And I was like, it's okay. I mean, yeah, I just wanted to let you know just in case.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of makes you mindful, but not everybody, when you give them feedback or you think you're on a level with somebody that you can give them that feedback, they're going to take it good. Because I've yeah. had that happen too before. You know, I was just like, heads up. I didn't really want nothing from it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just kind of making the person aware. Like, I already have the stickers. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I thought I was a baller and spying everything. but I was like, hey, you know, I got this and this happened. And this is like this and that blah, blah, blah. And they didn't really receive it well. And, you know, I was just like, okay, well, I mean, I don't have to shop there anymore. And I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a couple shops that I have given a second chance or I've noticed, like, a lot of changes. And I'm like, oh, wow, they've grown or progressed. And so yes. I gave them a second chance and I was pleased. And then there was others that I wasn't and I just won't shop anymore. Yeah.
And I feel like this is a tip. Like, this is a tip that not everybody does. If you notice, like, that your products, maybe, like, you don't have an eye for that to begin. Like, sometimes, as new shop owners, like, when I look back at my old stickers, I'm like, how the actual F did I send this out? And so, you know, sometimes you might not have
everybody's
an eye for quality.
Like that in 2014.
Yes, bad quality.
Everybody's stickers were, you like, know? Spaced way out.
Yes, and so, like, when you think about that, and you know that, man, my stickers weren't on top of it, maybe you can, like, send somebody, maybe an old customer that maybe hasn't shopped from your shop in a while,
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, you know, I remember when you shopped from my shop, you know, from at this point, and I've grown in quality, and I'd like to send you some more products. Yeah. Is that okay? You know?
One of those shops that I had an experience with, I was giving her a second chance. She had something I really wanted in her store, and I felt like I was taking a chance, but I'm like, you know, this is years old,
mm-hmm.
but like I shopped with her during one of the group sales or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and she actually sent me some extras, and I was so grateful. I was so proud. I still talk about it to Marquita now. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm just so impressed.
Yes,
like, look at the difference.
Yes,
you know, and look, and she sent me extras that I really wasn't qualified to get
yeah.
because I only spent a few dollars in there because I was spreading my money out over a bunch of shops,
mm-hmm.
but. Like, she sent me extras, she sent me little stuff that she didn't have to send,
mm-hmm.
and I just was really grateful of that. And I made sure I let her know, too, like, thank you so much for this, I wasn't expecting it, you didn't have to, you know, of
yeah.
course, and yeah, it was really awesome. And I've ordered probably 2 or 3 more times.
Yeah, so, I mean,
then,
don't be too prideful to, like, you know, make a comeback. Like,
right.
don't say, oh, this person hasn't
use
shopped for
the
me
feedback
in a while.
Use the feedback to be better.
Yes.
I feel like.
Yes.
You know, use your reviews to be better, or, you know, there are people out there that you can send products to that they'll review it for you and just tell them to give you a really honest review, but
be
you
prepared.
Need to make sure you be ready for what they have to say, you know, but that
yeah.
will help your shop, especially YouTubers, sending your products to YouTubers.
Yeah.
And especially, like, make sure they do reviews, first of all. You don't just want to be sending your stickers to people. Remember that girl that messaged me when I opened my shop
mm-hmm.
and was trying to tell me all about her reviews and her Facebook? And she had, like, one video and, like,
yeah, no.
not even 100 people were
following. Don't fall for that. If somebody says, I have, you know, even if they have like 20,000 followers, if they are not in the planner community and they do not do stickers and they're not influential in that way, and it's going to hurt your shop, then
don't send people.
You don't
stuff.
Have to do that. No. Like, especially beginning, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, people, I feel like they target new or smaller shops to get product. And they're like, oh, I'll review you because they know they want. You are wanting to get your product out there. You're wanting to get your name out there. And so I feel like there's people out there that do target smaller shops or newer shops with those type of messages. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when, and if you are the one reaching out to somebody, don't just ask for something. Like, make sure you are offering up something. Not just your stickers, don't say, oh, I'll give you these stickers, and you know these stickers are kind of rinky dink and you want them to review it, and like because their review is worth something, their time is worth something, so
their followers, their platform,
right? So just make, like, you know, you can send them a little gift or whatever it is, but I think it's just important overall to just be conscious of, you know, what you would want,
right? You know, right, just be a decent human. If we were just decent humans, then, like, it would be all good.
No, because sometimes we just don't know.
No, I'm tripping, but
I get what you mean. You know, we would make honest mistakes instead of be shady and, you know.
Yeah, and just be prepared to use the feedback.
Yeah.
You know. But that's part of your research. So, I think that's pretty much it.
I feel like they're like, we could go on and on about like the different realms of things.
Oh yeah.
So if you guys have any specifics that you want us to go deeper into, then just let us know.
Comment. That way other people can comment too. I mean, you can have other points of views and things like that. I think that that's really important.
Right. Or send us opinions. A DM or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I did want to like give a few pointers at the end just to like kind of, you know, send you off. So if you're opening up a sticker shop, I think, again, starting out, maybe you should start out on Etsy. You know, these are my recommendations. It might not be the best recommendations. I'm not saying I'm right. I am just saying, like, this is my opinion. Right. And so my opinion is that if you're starting and you're starting small, start on Etsy. If you're opening up a sticker shop, then, you know, do your research. Don't ask people what printers they use. Don't ask people what sticker paper they use.
Seriously,
go on YouTube.
There's YouTube. Like, there's seriously, I mean, all you have to do is how to make stickers with a silhouette or how to make stickers with a crew cut. There's tons of videos. Like, tons. For free.
Yes, they're free. So go on YouTube. Check those out. See, like, if you can find something that sits with you. If people comment, like, if people, you know, say, hey, if they're willing to give you feedback, just be ready to receive it.
Yeah, be open to receive it, because it's only going to make you better.
Right.
It's only going to make you better.
Also, don't forget to know your why. Know exactly why you're doing this, what amount of time can you contribute to it, what your hours are going to be. Make sure that you have time for this, because it can be time consuming on top of wanting to be just a regular planner girl, you know?
Oh, heck yeah. I prefer being a planner girl. That's just me.
So, again, if you guys have more questions, of course, send us an email, or not an email, DM.
DM, yep, or comment on the post.
Yep.
All right, we'll see y'all next week.
Well, not technically see, but
y'all know
talk
what I mean.
Talk to you later.
We will visit with y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.